This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, my brothers and sisters, the question I want to ask you and ask you to ask yourself and ask myself is, what is your focus? What is the focus of your life? What is your focus? And the reason I ask this and the reason why focus is important is because, take light for example, right? This light at best illuminates. But take the same light. The nature of the light has not changed. It's the same thing. But focus it and it becomes laser. And laser can cut through steel. This light can't cut through steel. Same thing. But focus it, cuts through steel. Sunlight. You go out in the sun, at best you feel hot. But take a magnifying glass. We used to do this. And it's also for camping and so on. It's a good trick to know. Take a magnifying glass or even a mirror and focus the sunlight onto some dry leaves and something, it will catch fire. Same sunlight. But it through the magnifying glass, through the because of the mirror, it gets focused and therefore it is ignites. It lights a fire. The Morse code, which is dots and dashes with which telegrams and so on used to be sent before. Now, of course, we have electronic means. But one of those was by a thing called the heliograph. The heliograph basically was a mirror which could be tilted back and forth. So, with this heliograph, they would send complex messages. They would have the heliograph on top of a hill. They would send these messages just by focusing sunlight. It would be flashes of sunlight. And this was visible for as long as 30 miles away. Right? So you can send a message across line of sight up to 30 miles away. Focus. Now the same thing applies as far as Islam is concerned. In Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the quality of Salah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned? When he, in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah said, the Mu'minun are those people who Salatihim khashiyun, which is focused. Khushu, what is khushu? Khushu is focus. You're focusing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're focusing on the fact that I am standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Rasulullah said, when the slave makes sajda, he is not making sajda on this farsh, on this earth, he is making sajda before the arsh of Ar-Rahman, before the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Focus. I'm standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one beautiful hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a slave is standing before Allah in salah and his attention wanders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him, what is in your life? What is this thing which is distracting you, which is better than me? Because if it is not better than me, why are you getting distracted? So what is distracting you which is better than me, which is more beautiful than I am? And this question is asked when the slave's attention wanders one time, two times, three times. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves it. So focus. What is the focus? Now the thing to do is to check this for ourselves and monitor two things. One is monitor our internal conversation. What is it that I am saying to myself? Be conscious of that. What are the thoughts in my mind? Because our thoughts define our emotions, they define our actions, they define our speech. As we think, so we act. As we think, so we speak. So, monitoring thoughts. What are my thoughts? This is extremely important. So, monitor that. What is my internal conversation? And monitor it to see whether my internal conversation is about myself or is it about the outside world? What are people thinking of me? How do I compare to this or that? We have got, today we live in a world where the external environment floods us completely. Right? You have got opinions, opinion setters, you have got opinion makers, you have got icons for this and that. There are fashion icons and there are body shape icons and there are, God knows, right? All kinds of icons. So, I am not even myself, I am trying to be like this one, I am trying to be like that one, and you will never be like this one or that one because that's a different human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them differently, He made you differently. But the whole life, the focus is outside, external focus. And that also means that we are constantly seeking reinforcement and we are constantly seeking praise from the outside world to feel good. So my self-esteem does not depend on what I think of myself. It does not depend on whether I am comfortable with my own conscience. It depends on what people are saying about me. So even if one person says one negative thing, that will sit in your mind and will work the hell out of you and you lose sleep over it and whatnot constantly. Even though there may be 100 people who are saying positive things about you, but one person says something negative, this one goes on and round and round. This is human nature. It is human nature, for better or worse, to remember negative more than positive. In customer service, there are studies done on how many customers complain about bad service and how many customers take the trouble to praise good service. Almost nobody praises good service. They take it for granted. Yeah, good service, yeah, I'm supposed to have it. I paid for it. But anything bad, anything, any service failure, instantly people will complain, people will tell others about it, and so on and so on. And this travels all around the world. And that's why to correct customer service failures is actually considered to be more important and more powerful than giving just good service by itself. Because when the customer is displeased and then you do something to please him, that he will remember. But if he got good service to begin with, he takes it for granted. All external reinforcement of ourselves. Now this is, so monitor that conversation. Is it, my conversation, is it about the external or is it about myself? Now, the reason it's important is because at the end of the day, the only thing that will help you is what you do with yourself. Nothing else. Whether it's in education, whether it's in health, whether it's in happiness, whether it's in your marriage, you name it. The only thing that can help you and will help you is that which you do for yourself. Not anyone else. Anyone else can do whatever they want. What will help me is what I eat, not what he eats. If I don't do my salah, he can do salah all night. It won't help me. It's his salah. Even if he says, Yalla, I'm praying my brother, my friend, Yawar Beg, please give the salah to him. No, it doesn't go. You can make dua, but the salah is yours. If Yawar Beg is not praying, then Yawar Beg is in trouble. Not you. You can't say, no, I'm doing extra salah for him. Please give it to him. He doesn't pray, but give it. No, it doesn't go. Yourself. What is your focus on yourself? And once you figure that out and remove all this external chat, focus on yourself, then say, what do I need to do? Moving forward, what are my goals? What must I learn? What must I achieve? What are the markers that I set for myself? Right? Have friends who will remind you of that. I have a couple of friends who I really value, and the reason I value them is because one of them, almost the first thing he says after salam, he says, what book are you reading now? Nothing. He would ask me, how's your health? What book are you reading now? I really value that because, you know, that keeps me on my... So, question, what book are you reading now? How many books did you read in the last 12 months? What were those books? What was your takeaway? What did you learn? By reading those books, what changed in your life? Even if you are reading for entertainment, no problem. Alhamdulillah, I'm not saying that you have to read only Sahih Bukhari. Read whatever you like, but always ask the question, what do I take away from this? What do I learn from this? There is one of my favorite authors. He is a historical fiction writer, and he writes about the Roman Empire. And these are military histories, but they are fiction. But they are very true to fact, true to actual fact. And at the end of the book, he always writes a note about wherever he took some liberties with the actual dates and names and so on. And I read, if I'm not mistaken, a set of 32 books. All those books are written around the lives of two soldiers. But those soldiers are in different places and different wars and different zones and different things. Now, what did I get from that? I got an enormous understanding about the current geopolitical power situation in the world. From stories, fictional stories, historical fiction, written about an empire which is 2,000 years old. Because the structures, the things that drive that empire have not changed. They are in operation today. But you won't know that, you won't understand that unless you read those things. Right? That's the reason why history is important. History is important not because of what happened. It's so that you can understand what is happening today, and hopefully if there is something to do about that, then you can understand that, gives you some kind of a pathway forward. So focus, number one, change the conversation. Focus the conversation on yourself and what can I change? And then set goals for yourself. I said, these are my goals. These are the objectives which I am trying to achieve. This is what I must do, and put timelines on them. By when? So I'm going to read one book a month, minimum. This is something that everybody must do. One book per month you must read. And by one month book, I mean especially the students. I'm not talking about your course material. I'm talking about other than course material, one book per month. This is the minimum that you must read. Every educated person who's been to school must read at least one book per month. If you read more, good for you. Right? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to help us to focus on that which is beneficial for us in this dunya wal akhirah, and to do what is pleasing to Him, and to save us from what does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahim.